sharing gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Everybody, the telephone number to be with me right now or anytime that we're on the show, on the air, is 1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor Bits of Information, the sources for information from Dirt Doctor, Inc., and the Texas Organic Research Center. Texas Organic Research Center is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization that does the collection of research and research projects as well. The rest of Dirt Doctor starts with the website, dirtdoctor.com, and it's loaded with information. You can go to the library and dirtdoctor.com and look things up alphabetically. There's a bunch of buttons on the front that can take you to the different places. All those words on the homepage or buttons that take you to various places in dirtdoctor.com. We have a membership area. It's the green button over there on the left-hand side, the Organic Club of America. We have books. We have 15 or so books. The latest two are the most non-regional, although they all pretty much work coast-to-coast and border-to-border if you adjust for timing and some specific varieties of plants. But the two newest books are Organic Management for the Professional, and the latest one is Organic Lawn Care, that are available, you know, in the usual places books are sold. Facebook, facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor is where we do quite a bit of activity there. You can check that out. YouTube, we got a bunch of videos. The videos are also, you know, available by going through the website. There are videos and seminars and some things that are available just to the members of, you know, that join the Organic Club of America. But the bulk of the information is available to everybody for free. The newsletter is one of those things that goes out on a weekly basis, covers one subject at a time, usually. And very easy to get. Just go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, fill out the form there, and you will be up and running getting it on a electronically. It's not a paper newsletter, but you get it electronically on a weekly basis. Let's see what I'm forgetting here. I think that's about it from Dirt Doctor. Got an open line for you if you want to jump on here. 866-444-3478. Harry in Dallas is next up. Hello, Harry.
Howdy, sir. I got about four or five questions for you.
Okay.
First one is a simple one, I think. We're going to try to build a couple of compost boxes about 4 foot high made out of solid wood. Do we need a lid on top of that?
No, and why do you want the sides to be solid wood, Harry?
Because it's in a community garden, and everybody wants to build it with a solid wood.
Okay, I don't agree with that from a couple of standpoints. Having breathing better on the sides is just a better for technology sake. And then the other thing about it, if you build the sides with wood and you have compost that's biologically active and, you know, composting like you want it to do, it's going to compost the wood in a hurry.
Oh. And I see what you're saying.
And so you're going to be rebuilding the thing. I tell you the best, if this is a community garden situation, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. You know, people, it's an apartment complex. People throw in their orange peels.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I would recommend instead of the wood, Harry, and that is one of two things. You can go to a lumber yard or to a fence company or something and get chain link fence fabric or chicken wire or welded wire or something like that, and bend it around in a circle 4 or 5 feet in diameter, make it 3 feet high or so, and that makes a wonderful container. Now, what's even better than that is to get the commercial version of that, and it's made by the Shepherd Steel Company.
And Shepherd Steel. Yes.
Shepherd Steel, and it's a collapsible 4x4 square, and it's 3 feet high, and it folds up for storage if you need to do that. You can add, you can make a whole battery of them. The city of Coppell has done that. If you look on our website and look up Coppell Community Gardens, you can see. We'll also have Shepherd Composter in the library, too. It's a little more pricey than going and buying it and making it yourself, like I mentioned first. But, boy, it's a terrific commercial product.
All right. I'll look that up.
Very easy to use, too. But the way you turn the compost pile with the Shepherd is you get somebody on one side and somebody on the other side, and you just lift it straight up and move it over a wee bit, and then toss the material into it in the new location. Voila, you've done the turning and moved it to a new place, and it kills the weeds in that area. It's really, really good.
Oh, good. So I've been spending about 30 minutes every couple of days out there with a spade, just getting down there, sticking it in and turning.
Yeah, the Shepherd makes it easy.
All right, I'm going to have to look that up. All right, so next ones. I need to plant. What I'm thinking of is grapes. I want to put a couple of posts about 20 feet apart, one in the middle there, I guess three posts, and use some heavy-duty wiring. And I was thinking about grapes, planting them up there. So what I'm trying to do is the kids come running through the garden area, mm-hmm. and we want to make a border around it, but not a solid fence all the way around it. So we'd have two 20-foot spaces there. And what kind of grapes should I get? And can I plant them this spring?
Yeah, you can plant them right now if you can get them. It'd be a great time to go ahead and get them in the ground, Harry. The two that I would recommend that you get, there's a bunch of them that'll do well, but the two that I'd probably put at the top of the list, one would be Mustang grapes because they're so easy to grow, and the other is Champanelle. Champanelle is one of those that's got a real wide range of soils and climate that it will take, and it's very productive, and it would be a good one for you to look at.
All right, Mustang and Champanelle. All right.
Champanelle. And there's a bunch of others you can try and experiment around with them. You need to have them on something that they can hold on to, and you do need to do some pruning. You'll have to do a little research on that about how to prune them, but they're pretty easy to grow. Actually, they're kind of like roses. They're easier to grow than a lot of people think.
All right, because like I said, it's community garden, so I was going to look it up and try to teach the kids on how to braid them into the fencing.
That'd be great.
All right, and two other things. Last two is a pear and a peach tree. Can I plant them now? And which one should I plant?
Yeah, you can plant them right now. It'd be ideal if they're in the stores yet. That's going to be the issue, and hopefully they are, because getting them in during the dormant season is the best thing to do. You're in Dallas.
Right by North Park Mall.
Of the ones to look at would be Spring Goal, Redskin, Ranger, Harvester. They're not the easiest of the fruit trees to grow. Those are some of the easiest ones. The pear, on the other hand, the one called Orient is pretty easy to grow. Also, maybe the easiest of all the fruit trees would be Methley Plum. So make a note of that one.
Methley Plum.
And also make a note to do a little out of the ordinary fruit trees. One's a bush and one's a tree. The jujube tree.
Jujube. Yes, I'm looking for bushes, really.
Bushes, pomegranate.
Oh, I didn't think about pomegranate.
Pomegranate would be great for you to plant, and plant it right now. And beautiful flowers and good production here in Dallas with the fruit.
Pomegranate. Didn't think about it. And those draw a lot of honeybees, don't they?
I don't know if bees are that much attracted to pomegranate. I'm sure they are to some degree. If you want to attract bees to the garden and have that part of the educational thing, make a note of this plant. It's called Almond verbena. Almond verbena blooms from early April till the first hard freeze with gorgeous white flowers that are extremely fragrant, and it attracts honeybees and other pollinators unbelievably well. Another good one that you could add to the garden to help bring in pollinators would be White Gregg's Mist Flower. But any of the plants that bloom with some kind of bloom are going to help with bringing the pollinators in to some degree. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to take a break. Got an open line at 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magaroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts, plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we got wide open lines right now, so if you've had trouble getting in, you won't right now. So jump on board here at 1-866-444-3478. The question about bed preparation and raised beds and all that kind of thing is important to talk about just a little bit more than I did earlier. The bed preparation that we recommend is interestingly related to the sick tree treatment, which we were talking about early in the show with the rose rosette situation. Whether you're talking about rose rosette or oak wilt, or some other nasty disease, or if you're just having an issue with a plant having chlorosis, in other words, yellow leaves, and not being as healthy and not being as productive as it can be, that's how the sick tree treatment procedure came about. We saw, kind of like this rose thing, we saw that Photinia was in trouble. The red-tip Photinia, Photinia fraseri, or Fraser Photinia, was looking bad, was chlorotic, had these spots on the leaves, had dead growth, and was going downhill. Well, kind of the same thing happened. The universities and the people associated with universities, especially certain ones, took the position that, and still have it, that the Photinia fraseri is going to die. There's nothing you can do about it. It was the first time I ever sat back and said, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense to me. There's bound to be something that can be done. And there was. That's when we came up with the sick tree treatment. It was over the Photinia thing. I didn't call it sick tree treatment at that time because I was just thinking about the Photinia. What can I do bring a plant that's not, you know, too far gone? If the root system's completely dead, we can't bring plants back from the dead. But if it's just real sickly, we can. And so what we did was we said, okay, first thing we need to do is get the soil off the base. And, yeah, the soil on the flare is just as critical if you're talking about a Photinia or a viburnum or an abelia or a rose bush, as it is for an oak tree or an elm tree or something like that. A plant, a woody plant, needs to have that flare exposed. It is the single most important thing for the health of a plant. If the soil is draining, you know, not contaminated or something like that, that's a whole different issue. But if it's just normal stuff, exposing that flare is step one of what has been now labeled as the sick tree treatment. And it's not just for trees. It's for any kind of a woody plant. The next part of the sick tree treatment is to aerate the root system, and there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can do it with augers and really bore holes throughout, and if you do that, putting lava gravel down in the holes is a really neat thing to do, especially if you got lousy soil and you know it needs a lot of improvement. But that's a terrific thing to do. You can put lava sand or small lava gravel is even better. And then while the hole, or you can just do it with a turning fork, rough it up, a cultivating tool, have a commercial company come in and aerate it with various tools. Or you can use hydrogen peroxide, our friend hydrogen peroxide again. You can take 3% stuff from the grocery store, dilute it down to being about somewhere between 1% and 2%. In other words, add some water to it and dilute it a little bit. If you do put it out at 3%, keep it off the foliage. Won't hurt in cool weather, but in hot weather, you'll get some burn. Put it on the soil, let it soak in. It starts the flocculation, in other words, the loosening and the softening of the soil, the minute you put it out, which is remarkable what it does. And then, while that's going on, either the hydrogen peroxide has been applied or you've done some physical disturbing of the soil, aeration in some way or another, then it's time to put out the amendments. And my point here was that the amendments that you put out on the sick tree treatment, exactly the same things that we use for bed preparation. Compost, rock powder, rock minerals like lava sand, green sand, decomposed granite, zeolite, all those things we talked about in the bed prep, in the potting soil, same thing. And then the sugars go out also. The sugars, the two main ones that I use and recommend are cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, and dry molasses. Both of them fire up biological activity. Cornmeal, specifically trichoderma, which is a natural disease control, and it's why the sick tree treatment can help with so many disease problems. It is stimulating, it's not killing, it's stimulating microbes that will take over for you and do the job. And then the final step is shredded native tree trimmings mulch. That's the sick tree treatment. But remember that the first step and the most important step is to get that flare exposed. There is one final step, and that's to, it's kind of getting into the maintenance part of it, and that is to spray the foliage, especially when it starts to grow in the spring and through the growing season, with Garrett juice. Make it yourself or get one of the commercial products. And if you're going to drench it into the soil also, which we recommend, the one that contains microbes and bacteria and mycorrhizae, Garrett Juice Pro is the best one to use there. If you use your own mix or one that doesn't contain the microbes, buy the beneficial microbes, especially mycorrhizal fungus, to put in the mixture. Sounds complicated if you're first hearing it, but it's really very, very simple. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back for phone calls right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One final thing on the bed preparation conversation there is that, the again, major point, the sick tree treatment and the bed preparation we recommend, same materials, same ingredients. On bed preparation, just like working around existing plants with a sick tree treatment, an important ingredient in both is the native soil. You don't take it away. A lot of people think on a new bed you need to pull out all the soil and haul it off and then bring in all new stuff. No, not at all. We want the native soil to be part of. In other words, we till all these ingredients that I was talking about into the native soil, creating a raised bed. And that's why I said earlier on the making of potting soil, if you inoculate the potting soil with a little bit of native soil, not a lot, just inoculate it to get the native microbes in there, it really does help out. Again, it's common sense. These things, organic materials, rock materials, sugars, native soil all mixed together, plant away, don't do anything that hurts the life in the soil. Everything we do stimulates the life in the soil. David is in Navarro County and apparently has a comment about our talk about the beekeeping thing. Hi, David.
How's it going this morning?
Doing very well. How about you?
We're hanging in there. I've been a beekeeper for about 8 or 10 years now, and I've kind of glanced over those new hives there, and they look kind of gimmicky to me. I mean, of course, the, you know, commercial beekeepers wouldn't even think about using that, but,
right.
You know, or I probably would have heard already, you know, everybody switching over to that. Cause, you know,
I
that,
hadn't,
that,
I hadn't heard about them at all. I was kind of surprised to that I hadn't heard about them before. Did they just kind of hit the market recently?
Yeah, I heard about them probably about 2 weeks ago and really hadn't looked that deep into it, but sounds kind of gimmicky there. I mean, basically it's going to be, you know, a good bit of work to get any honey out of a beehive. I surely would like that shortcut myself because that's a good bit of work extracting honey.
Yeah, it really did.
She'd probably be better to spend her $600 on just buying two standard hives or two top bar hives and, you know, just go that way and you'd still have the bees there and, you know, have two hives instead of one.
I gotcha. So,
Also, you forgot something on your bed preparation, and that's DE. And I've called you about this before, especially for the squash bugs and the squash vine borers.
Good point.
And I've been adding it to all my preps, and seem to be getting some pretty good results off of that.
I agree with you. I think what it's doing is providing available silica in the soil, and that's what it's doing. It's that mineral balance. Good point. I should make that a standard thing and add it to my website and everything else so I don't forget to tell people about it. I appreciate it.
And I do believe that the plants do use up the silica in the soil, so adding that, you know, every preparation would help. And one more question on if you could give me a general list on vegetables and stuff and like how much – like if they're heavy feeders or not so heavy feeders, like potatoes, I hear that you're really not supposed to fertilize them much in the growing process if you prep your beds right.
I think I would agree with that. I think the real heavy feeders are peppers and tomatoes. Asparagus is for sure. And you don't want to over-fertilize a lot of the legumes. You know, that'd be one to throw up a little bit of a red flag on the, you want them to, they need some fertilizer, but you want them setting the nodules on the roots and fixing their own nitrogen to a certain degree. So I think the big vining things, melons and watermelons and squash and things like that, you need to be, use a little bit of common sense. Just don't overdo the fertilizing, because if you do, you're going to get all foliage and not as much fruit as you like. So the ones I mentioned there a minute ago are the ones that really like the most pushing from fertilizer.
Okay, how about okra?
Probably one that you'd benefit from pushing a little bit. The only negative about fertilizing okra too much would be that they get so tall they're hard to harvest. You know, they'll get 14 feet tall in an organic program unless you go with, you know, the dwarf form. So I'd say a moderate amount of fertilizer would be the way to go there.
Okay. And Dad had one experiment he did last year. His okra was getting too small, and he just pushed the plant over. Mm-hmm. And where it was, you know, kind of horizontal, not exactly horizontal, but and then it branched out at every, you know, leaf there, and he really got a lot of production off that okra that way.
Well, that's an interesting technique. I'll try that myself. David,
all right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
And Regina, may be the same Regina or another one, I don't know, about, did you hear that about the honeybees?
I was listening, yes, that's very interesting. What happened was, I guess these people were coming up with this idea, and then they went with that indigo, trying to get some money to get it rolling. And in 14 days, they got $2 million, and it really busted loose. And then people were just buying them and so happy with them. So I think that's the way it's been going. But, yeah, I'm still looking into it. I love the idea about the okra, because my okra did grow 15 feet tall, and it was the hardest thing to try to pull that baby down.
Yeah, that was
so
a good idea.
I'm going to try and do the horizontal. But what I was calling about was, I've been listening to your show, and it's talking about black cow on one of the commercials, black cow, the manure to put on your lawn. And on the commercial, it said, put it out now, a full layer across. I have St. Augustine grass and just a normal yard for my house. I was wondering how much would I use, and does it really mean put it out now?
Yeah, it's fine to put it out now. I think even a better time for next year is in the fall, but now is fine. Just don't overdo it. Put out about a half-inch layer all the way across, and you take a hard rake, turn it upside down so that the tines are pointed up, and rake it around, rake it down into the...
Make it kind of flat?
Yeah. That'd be fine. You bet.
Do we have to wait until all the snow goes away? I mean, all I have is a little bit of...
Yeah, just from a physical standpoint of being able to get it done.
It just sink in? Oh, I get it. Okay. Okay, wait until... Okay. Well, good. I was listening to the commercial, and I want to support your people. And if you have a commercial on, it means you support the people that are advertising on your show, right?
That's generally speaking exactly right, Regina.
Cool that. Okay.
Thank
well, thank you.
You
very much.
Talk
have
to you
a nice day.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Chico, Texas, and talk to Tom. Hi, Tom. Hello, Tom. I think Tom is listening to the radio. Let's put him back on hold there. David, check out and see if he's still there. I think I could hear something in the background. Betty in Arlington next up instead. Hey, Betty.
Hello. Listen, I have bought last summer, I found a crown of thorns is what I was told it was called, and it is absolutely correct. It is very well armed. Beautiful blooms. It has just been growing since I pulled it in this fall and put it in on the patio. And it is just growing so
red flowers?
Well, they're a light red, more rose type color. Beautiful. And it's just covered right now. But I want to take and do a cutting, and I'm assuming just the natural way, just stick it in soil and let it grow.
I think it'd be pretty easy to propagate a xeric plant like that. Just don't, you know, overwater it or over-fertilize it, and I think it would root without any trouble. I have not done it, I'll be honest with you, Betty, so I'm kind of putting you in charge of this research.
Well,
let's see how it works.
It is so pretty. I just got to figure out a way not to get stabbed.
Yeah, be careful. Wear gloves.
For sure. Big, heavy ones. But... it is just such a beautiful plant, and I had looked for it for a very long time, and when I found this at a church bazaar, I was just absolutely thrilled.
Well, that's great. Do you have a way to photograph it and send us a digital picture so we can show everybody?
No, I don't, but I can probably get one of the kids to do that.
There you go. You always go to the younger people for the technology. Yeah, send it to us.
Kids are fabulous.
Yeah, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll brag about it and show it to everybody.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Oh, and is it really called Crown of Thorns?
Well, is that not what was on there when you bought it?
Well, the lady that I bought it from, that's just what she had.
I think it's pretty appropriate, don't you?
It's beautiful. But thank you so very much.
Yeah, send us a picture, and we'll give everybody even more information about it on the website and on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Betty.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Let's see where. John in Kilgore, Texas, over where I was raised, or not too far from Pittsburgh, Texas. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, Howard. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I'm from
good
Pittsburgh.
East Texas,
yeah.
Say, there's a lot of talk about the Texas superstar tomato that was developed off of the Celebrity by Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find out where to get the seeds for it. I think it's 3 years. It's in its third year, maybe. But we can't find any seeds around here or plants.
Well, there's a mail order bunch called Tomato Growers that I would check with, see if they've gotten a hold of it yet. We used to have a place over in Stephenville, Porter's over there, that did all that. And there's still a nursery somewhere, either in Stephenville or it may have moved to another city. I can't remember. You might do a web search on it that has the old Porter seed and a bunch of old things like that. And they may have gotten into some of the new seed coming out, being developed by A&M and various other universities. Who else would maybe you could talk to on the?
I heard that Callaway may have gotten the inside track by funding this research. Do you know
they
about,
have.
Anything about that?
I don't know. We don't work with them in any way. They do sell some organic products, but give them a call and see. That might be a good lead.
I could do that, I guess.
If they're not doing it, they might be able to point you in the right direction.
Have you heard anything about this Texas Superstar?
Oh, I've heard about it. I haven't grown it yet. I haven't tried it yet.
It's, you know, had some rave reviews. I just wondered if all that's true or just hype.
Give it a whirl. Easy to try. I got
to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Howard.
Thanks for calling. Okay. I appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Hey, Howard, I'm back with you. The superstar tomato that the last caller was talking about is actually, the name is Tycoon. It's the only one they have, only tomato they've got on their superstar list. The A&M website doesn't say anything at all. I just read through it about where to get it. So it may be great. It may be like some of the other things that have been recommended in the past. Not all it's cracked up to be, but if you want to try it, it's Tycoon, T-Y-C-O-O-N, Tycoon tomato. And for example, the superstar thing is interesting. A lot of the plants that are on the superstar list have been around for a long time, and some of them are a little dubious. In the tree category especially, they've got deciduous holly, which I guess means deciduous yaupon holly, and I like it. And I don't know why a regular yaupon holly wouldn't be on there too. Shantung maple is on there, and it's, I'd put it maybe 30th or 40th as far as the best maples for this part of the world. The best ones are the native ones, especially Big Tooth and those kind. Why they're not on there, I have no idea. Lacey Oak is on there. It is great. Chinkapin's awfully good. Chinese pistache is on there. And I made the mistake, just like they have done and still continue to do, to recommend it. I used to recommend it a long time ago when I designed it into a lot of projects. But lo and behold, up jumped the devil. It is an invasive species. It's now on the invasive species list. So they've got an invasive plant on their superstar recommended tree list. If you've got one, don't cut it down or anything like that. They can be beautiful, beautiful trees. But as far as ongoing landscape and continuing to recommend Chinese pistachio and plant it, it's a problem. The reason is that the female plants eat those berries. The blue ones are the ones that are viable, and go poop them out all over the place, and they germinate 100%, and it's growing wild all over the place. Tom in Chico, let's see if he's there now. Tom, you with us?
I'm here.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm continuously, over the years, having a lot of trouble with aphids.
Okay. And what?
On cantaloupes.
Cantaloupe, okay.
And I use DE continuously.
DE's not very good for aphids.
So
It's good for the soil.
Right.
And to build the mineral content, but dusting it for aphid doesn't work very well. Aphids are a dead giveaway, Tom, that the plant is in stress for some reason or another, and the stress can be severe, acute, or just kind of minor. Are you using organic fertilizers and things like that?
It is strictly organic.
Okay.
It has been a long time, and as far as plants, they shouldn't be in stress because they're huge.
Okay. Well, what about your other crops? Are you having problems with anything other than the cantaloupes?
No.
Just the cantaloupe. What variety are you doing?
Hale's Best.
Okay. The first thing that I'd recommend strongly that you do is plant some other varieties.
Okay.
And plant more than one. I'd play around with a bunch of different things, but aphid control in my garden on plants has always been pretty easy to do just with kind of strong sprays of water. And if you add Garrett juice to it, a little orange oil to it, it really takes care of them. See, when you hit aphids with a spray blast, it rips them off the plant, leaving their mouth part still stuck in the plant, and that kills them. And so doing a little bit more regular foliar feeding program, I think the most important thing in your case, Tom, is to change varieties and have more than one, a little more biodiversity, and just plant some flowering plants around the edge of the garden and interplant and get some pollinators and get some biodiversity as far as flowers, and related to that will be, you know, other insects, beneficial insects and everything. I think your aphid problem will go away.
Okay. The bees has just vanished in the last 3 years.
Yeah, we've got a problem with our pollinators, and that's why we have to go the extra step of planting things that attract, you know, the beneficials, things like the almond verbena and white Greg's mist flower and lantana and salvias and just all kinds of things that have flowers of different colors coming on at different times of the year.
Okay.
I think you can get it under control with just a couple of changes there.
I just wondered, see, I covered, whenever they faded out, I covered the ground with DE.
Okay. Well, did you mix it into the soil?
Yes, sir.
Left on. Okay. Well, that ought to help. That ought to help from the mineral standpoint.
I'm going to say I put at least a quarter of an inch.
Okay. Well, that's good.
A 50-pound sack.
But for whatever reason, that variety that you're using is not happy about something. So let's try some other variety, okay?
Okay.
Let me know how it works for you.
I will.
I appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I've enjoyed being with you. That's the end of today's show, but we've got a lot of gardening to do as the ice and snow melts and goes away here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I know a lot of you up north have it a lot heavier and all than we do. But get your planning done, get your beds mapped out and get ready to go. Get the various products and amendments located so that you can really move when the soil is ready. That freezing of the soil really improves the soil. It makes it nice and tender and fluffy when you do get to get started. Enjoy your gardens whenever you can get to them, and don't forget to feed and water the birds.